With the Amex Gold Card, you can run your errands and grab a pick-me-up from Dunkin' on Amex. Earn up to $7 in monthly statement credits when you pay with the Gold Card at Dunkin'. Enrollment required. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/us/explore-gold.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the reel of reality TV. I saw this clip on Instagram of this most recent episode of Love and Marriage Huntsville. And I just want to share a part of the clip. And it was a discussion that Melody was having with her friend Shanita about Stormy. Actually, it wasn't even so much really Shanita. It was Sunny that chimed in on a conversation that Shanita was having with Melody. And Sunny posed a question to Melody. And I want to talk about this. I just want to share it real quick. And then I'm just going to share my thoughts really quick. And I really want to know what you guys think.
Because she said it out loud. If somebody tell you who they are, you believe them. Why you don't want to believe her?
I just asked you why you say that.
Because when I asked straight up questions, she said exactly who she is.
Can you be around somebody that you don't like?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm an adult. Mm. Yeah. So?
Watch her.
So now my mind just always tell me when you walk away, when you go in a group,
that's like Jesus and Judas, right? Yeah, because right before Judas betrayed Jesus for some pieces of silver, he sat down and ate with him.
Mel comparing herself to Jesus Christ, it's crazy. Like, her fans have truly blown her head up. That's crazy.
All right, let me pause that for a moment. Let's be clear. I truly don't believe Melody was trying to compare herself to Jesus Christ. I believe that a lot of people have been in situations where they have used scripture to compare a scenario or a situation in their life that they're going through, but you're not putting yourself on the cross like Jesus Christ. I've been there. So I definitely would never say that I was comparing myself to Jesus when somebody betrayed me. I gave the example of how Judas was hanging with Jesus and he sold him out. That's just a comparison of a scenario. It's not saying, oh, I'm just like Christ. I'm being crucified. I am like, no. So now that was a bit of a stretch, but I honestly feel like that goes back to what I was talking about before when it comes to how they have used these fans of Melody's to make it into sort of like a storyline situation and foolishly coming at those fans when they are the ones that are really helping the ratings of the show.
She and I are good enough. It's always multiple things, but I changed my number. She didn't have my number. She had a problem with not having my number.
I mean, do you think it may be at this point some type of jealousy?
What I think it is that you have people who come over here in this circle and feel like they finna become the head bitch in charge.
Oh.
And that's when gets fucked up. Yes. When you're trying to dethrone me. Cause now we at war.
I said it.
Just create you trying to dethrone me. Cause now we at war.
I said it.
Just create your own problem.
Exactly.
Because you won't dethrone me.
Okay.
But you can create your own and sit beside me.
Therefore.
That's why I brought you here. Beep, beep.
Y'all
yeah, that's me. I would like.
All right, guys. So let's discuss it. Was Stormy trying to, quote unquote, dethrone Melody and trying to be the HBIC on the show? You all let me know what you think about that one, because I want to be honest, that one for me is a little bit, here's how I feel about it. I feel like, I'm not saying that Melody was inebriated, but obviously they're sitting on the beach drinking drinks. So you tend to feel a little bit more looser to say how you feel about stuff when you got a little bit of alcohol in your system. But what I will say, because I don't believe that Stormy came on the show to try to quote unquote dethrone Melody, but I do believe that Melody feels that Stormy came with not, you know, real intentions towards her. When she came on the show, came in a way as if, you know, she was being friendly, and then knowing that her mom hated her and still hates her, and she gave her the opportunity to be on the show, and it was just like really a business move for her. I feel like Melody is probably hurt by that, and she may not really want to express it in a way to say, you know what, I thought we were on a trajectory of being friends, and to find out that her mom can't stand me, her mom never liked me, and Stormy definitely knew it, but she kind of snuck her way into to get to me, and I gave her the opportunity to be on this platform. Yeah, she may have had a successful business before she came on this platform, and she was doing her thing in the, you know, the product, beauty product industry, cool, but what her intentions were was not genuine, and so I don't like that. But in terms of Stormy coming on the show to quote unquote dethrone Melody, I don't really think that is the case, but I could be wrong, because like I said, I am not watching the show this season. This is just a clip that I saw, and I do feel that when Stormy first came on the show, she was doing the most, you know, getting up out of her seat, telling Destiny, you ain't got enough to come at me, trying to, you know, be like extra at Melody's house when Melody was having the slumber party, and telling Tiffany, I don't like you. And it was just like she was trying to be like really overprotective bulldog for Melody, and then later learning that you weren't even really real, because your mom don't like me, and you probably don't even really like me either, and you were just using me to get on the show and getting yourself more exposure. Because yeah, you could say the show didn't make you, but the show definitely didn't hurt the exposure that you got for your business. So I just feel that Melody's probably pissed still about that. But in terms of her trying to dethrone her, I don't know. To me, I felt like that was just a little bit over the top. But again, I ain't watching a show like that, so I don't know. And is Melody the HBIC on the show? If you're going to use those labels, then I guess you could definitely say that. Because if she wasn't, then why would all of these other people be talking about her and her fans? I'm just saying. So I don't know. You can let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.